cry at the time of worshipping in front of deity. We should not control anyone but deities are there. Or oh, there they can do everything. In their presence we should not. Otherwise it will be aparadha, offense. So we should know all these things from Archan Deepika, all these things. So he told that Mahaprabhu that I have done this. And then he begged pardon for this and Mahaprabhu for this. And after that everything was cleared there. There were no spots even up, down, here, there, in courtyard, even in Singhasan, even kitchen room, everything was clear. What means? A devotee is clear like this. In the guidance of devotees and his Gurudev, Gurudev should be also realized. Not that he was fallen and he will fall. A pure devotee never stops, never. Especially a guru. We have not seen in Indian culture that any guru has gone. Very rare. Very rare. Even in Gaudiya Mata. Giving up all worldly desires. Even if this instruction is for grihastha also. What family is for. And what to tell for renounce and brahmacharya. Then and then when it will be clear, then what will be the anna vilasita sunyam jnana karma dhanna pritam anukulena krishna anusuilanam sama. Then bhakti will come. And this bhakti will be high class of rao uttama. Only by brooming, washing, of all kinds of unwanted things, aparad, not only this will do, only washing will not do. Some affirmative should be done. What? Very tasty name. Tasty in Hari Katha. If you have cleared your heart, it is not enough. What is there? Nothing. That should be something positive. And this is taste for me. Taste in hearing Harinam. If you have no taste in Harinam, no harm. You should have taste in hearing Harinam. If no, again and again you should hear and give proper respect to whom you are. Satam prasangam bhavadiyatam ritau bhavan kirtakarnarasayana satam kajyotranata svapaparvavarmani sarabhati bhakti anukami sarji. You know, meaning? It was that. Quickly. Nothing.
There is no time at all. So here is the thing advised. That if one comes into the association of Sattha, the great devotees of the Lord, who have fully realized their transcendental relationship with the Lord, and they hear from those personalities the beautiful pastime which describes the potencies of the Lord and his relationship with the pure devotees, then Tadjotanad Asu Apavarya Vartmani, that means that very quickly he will become released from this material world of birth and death. And room for mischievity. That means that gradually, gradually, Shraddha, pure faith in the transcendental potencies of the Lord, Nam, Rupa, Guna, Leela, everything will manifest within his heart, this kind of faith. And this will gradually lead him from the position of bhakti, which is performed in the stage of practice, sadhana bhakti, and gradually it will manifest in the form of rati, which is bhava bhakti. And eventually it will turn into praying bhakti. So this is the advice given by Lord Kapiladeva and Srimad Bhagavatam, that if someone associates with the Satan, then automatically his heart will feel so very satisfied. Within his heart, Bhavanti Hitkarna Rasayana Sita. It is like a wonderful ointment on the heart. It is like a beautiful, wonderful medicine which will soothe the heart, like a soothing balm. And in this way, his heart will become so cleansed and so pure, and gradually all of these stages of spiritual advancement will manifest for him. So it is absolutely essential that if one actually wants to advance on the path of bhakti, then he must come into the association of the true Satan. Those who are situated in the eternal spiritual position, they have realized their relationship with the Supreme Lord. And their words only have this great potency, that when we hear them submissively, with very submissive oral reception, like Maharaj is saying to us, that if we hear them with great honor for that person, and we have full faith in that personality, then it will act upon our hearts, cleansing our hearts, just as we hear in this pastime of the Guru Samarjana, cleansing from all the impurities deep down within our hearts, and all the stages of spiritual advancement will gradually manifest for us. This is the most potent process of spiritual advancement.
So, from whom you are hearing, this would be Satang Prasanga. Sadhu is to be pure devotee. But don't make some false but idea that he is Mahabharata yourself. Who will realize Mahabharata? You have heard the name of Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. He was disciple of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He was high class Uttam Mahabhagavat. But he used to take Tilam, Ganja. Not for himself. He sometimes used to put some pieces, dry pieces here and there. That also know that he takes pieces and he smokes Ganja. And they should be very far away for me, so that I can chant and remember alone. So he used to do like this, but really he was Mahabharata. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, with a felted tongue. And Srila Prabhupada has so much honor for me. Our Guru Maharaj went to take darshan. And he used to give so many high class of deep teaching to them. Our Guru Maharaj was telling that sometimes his so high class of philosophy, I could not understand. So if there will be a devotee who is ignorant, who is not even like a Kanishka Vaishnava, how he can think that he is Maha Maha Mahabharata? So he will see that to whom he was thinking Mahabhagavat, oh, he has gone to hell. Next. So he should see that what his superior said idea, that who is in Madhyamadhikar and he is the Unnatam, Uttamadhikar. If you will follow yourself and be established in Madhyamadhikar, you can realize. But even Mahabhagavata, you can decide. But you can think that it is high class. If you are not giving proper respect to Mahabhagavata, and you are giving so much respect to the third class bogus person and telling him maha maha bhagavatam, then it is offense in the Lord's feet of Mahabhagavatam. You should realize that whether he is pure devotees or not, Krishna has given some intelligence. And then he gets devotees. So satang prasang namam avidya sambhito. In sadhu, high class of devotees, who has become like anna vilasita sunyam, jnan karmat jana pitam ankulde Krishna. Go in a real process. What is the meaning? Yes. You should hear and then take it in your heart and try to follow all these things. Then you can groom your heart and you can reach your body. And then you may come in Kanishka Adhikar. And then you will enter in Madhyam Adhikar. Then you will be devotee. Otherwise, we are like shadow of devotee. We are all like fallen.
In
Sri
Bhaktivinoda Swami Jitendra, Arashiva Rupa Goswami Pad has given the definition of Uttama Bhakti, transcendental devotion service to Krishna. And Yadhyasikasanam, Jayakama, Janavitam, Anapu Yena Krishna, Anusuradam, Bhakti Ishana. Be continuous and uninterrupted cultivation.
Very beautiful. Lord, that all can follow. And you are not telling. Who is telling? Rupa Goswami. You should not have that false ego that I am telling. We are repeating the words of Srila Rupa Goswami.
Srila Rupa Goswami has written that the continuous, uninterrupted cultivation of all of our endeavors, of the body, of the mind, and of words, and of spiritual sentiments, which are favorable to Krishna, and meant exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna, which are completely devoid of all desires other than for the service of Krishna, and which is not covered by karma, that means reward-seeking activity, jnana, knowledge aimed at impersonal liberation, and yoga and tyag, renunciation. These endeavors are called uttama bhakti, transcendental devotional service.
If you should try to follow and think in your heart that whether I am following this process or not. If you are not following yourself this process, then you should follow anything who is following all these things, and we realize he has no worldly desire. Always like a spring or like a sweet honey, if it is given, it is like a coil, unbroken. So all our activities, what we are doing, by mouth, by tongue, by mind, by heart, by more than he is to see, that all they are going to do for Krishna, to please Krishna or not. If you are going to take Mahaprasadam, why you are taking? To please Krishna or not? If you are not taking to please Krishna, then this is like a curse. If you are going to sleep, and if you are going to sleep for yourself, then it is a karma, not bhakti. But if you are going to sleep, that I will take some rest, and from very morning I will serve Krishna, always chanting, remembering, worshipping, serving here and there, then your sleeping is for Krishna. Yat karoti, yat asnati, yat juhoti. First it will be like then best, but after some time, whatever you will do, do first, please, Krishna, your pure Gurudev. If anyone is following this, always, so please, Krishna is doing it, then you should accept like Guru, otherwise don't. And if you are now you are thinking that at first when I was Guru, when I was ignorant, and I choose my Gurudev like any karmi, which is not doing his all actions and activities are not for pleasing Krishna and Guru and Vaishnava, then it is reject. Totally reject. And then with very carefully we should choose another Guru and be initiated, otherwise you cannot have your Guru. If any Guru, at that time he was sincere, like a Madhyam Adhikari, and we were initiated, but he fell down. Oh, I am sincere. And then come in line. You should adopt any high class of devotees who are actually fallen, Anna Vilasa Rasanyam Jnana Karma Jnana Vitam Anukulena Krishna Anushilam. Whatever he does to please to Guru and Krishna. They will be lying down in a Parupa and Sanatana and Raghunath Das Goswami. If they are not, they should be kicked as well. Even you know, Bali Maharaj, he kicked up his Gurudev, Shukracharya. Bhat Maharaj, he, Kaikai, his mother, father, Prahlad Maharaj, like father, and wife, husband, Gopi, they rejected that. And Vibhishan, his brother. So there are some examples. If unknowingly we had done or we had when we accepted our Gurudev, when we were serving something as we like, but after we left this life, oh, this is yes. And if he is chanting something, any line, but he cannot give us that thing, then pray to him that I want to be his associated, to come in group appreciation. And if he is not getting order, then he is not pure person. He should be rejected. And if he is giving, oh, you should go, I will also come, then he is pure person. He should be respected. And we should go in high class of people. Association. This is the proper life, Shyamananda, Narottam Thakur, Srinivasa Acharya, so many, like Haridas Thakur, like others. So we should try to follow. And this is actually Gundicha Mandir Bhajan. Don't think that, oh, he is Mahaprabhu, he is Kanishka. You should go through Shastra and superior and then. You should come in Madhyam Adhikar. Be more best to honor proper Vaishnava than worshipping only. You should worship, no harm. But at the same time, you should serve Vaishnava. And then you can be high class of Krishna. Gradually you should try to come from Kanishka to Madhyam. We are coming, entering in Kanishka, but even not Kanishka. Because no full faith in Didi. When it will come, then we will be Kanishka. And after that, when in the association of Vaishnava, we will realize all so many things, all Siddhanta. Then we will be gradually Madhyam Vikas. And this is the object of this today's function. So we should try to follow this process. of bhakti guru. By this, the Gurudev who has given you the seed of bhakti kripa, it will be strong. And then it will come in the shape of a creeper which will lead you to Golok Vrindavan. This is the real story. Govind Prema. Today, tomorrow, today some playing drama?
Drama today? Today I can't go.
Today
no drama.
Nothing? So tomorrow, what is the program?
So tomorrow at 6 a.m.